From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There was a deadly shooting rampage today at an immigrant service center in Binghamton, New York. Binghamton Police Chief Joseph Sikuski said at a news conference that 14 people are dead.
We have reason to believe, but not 100%, that among the dead is the shooter. And I'm going to tell you why we believe that, but by no means are we 100% sure. The vehicle, we believe, we spoke to the registered owner of the vehicle. We know the person that borrowed that vehicle. It's our understanding he has some ties to the Civic Association. Among the dead, there is a male victim that has a satchel around his neck or arms, and there is ammunition in there.
The Associated Press, citing law enforcement sources, said the suspected gunman was carrying the ID of 42-year-old Jiverly Vong of nearby Johnson City, New York. Police said the gunman barricaded the back exit of the American Civic Association with a car and then walked into the front door firing his weapon. As many as 50 people were in the busy center at the time. A number of people were wounded, including 4 people who were in critical condition. The police chief said a receptionist in the foyer pretended to be dead and then called authorities. We've been piecing together this tragic story, and joining us now outside the building where the shooting took place is NPR's Brian Mann. Brian, what else do we know at this point about the suspected gunman?
Well, at this point, the information about him is very limited. It seems that there's sort of a trail of identification that he borrowed a car. The name Vong that you mentioned, the police are not confirming his identity, but they are saying very clearly that he had some kind of ties to the American Civic Association. What exactly that is, we don't know. There's also been some reporting, although, again, this is moving very quickly. It's unclear how accurate this is, that he may have been laid off recently. Obviously people begin looking for some kind of motive, and at this point it's still pretty opaque. We're just not clear what sparked this.
They know that this person lives in Johnson City. Have they been able to go back, look at his home, try to figure out what his motivation might have been?
My understanding is that they have begun, they've taken the investigation from this scene, where I'm at now, to the home of the suspected shooter. What exact evidence they found there, the police just haven't said, whether there's any kind of note or explanation. And again, even the chief of police was very clear. He didn't want to identify an innocent person as the shooter, so they're not even saying with 100% confidence that this is the guy.
What more do we know about the wounded?
Well, what we know is that it was a horrific scene inside the American Civic Association. The shooter came through the front door, as you mentioned, after barricading the back door. And most of the survivors actually managed to escape into a boiler room in the basement, where they made contact by telephone with the authorities, and the authorities gave them advice about how to barricade the door. They were in that room for at least 2 hours while SWAT teams canvassed the building. There were rumors that there might be more shooters inside, and so they moved very cautiously. The people who they did take out who were wounded, they've taken them to regional hospitals. They've sort of been taken across Binghamton. And the latest on their conditions, from where I'm at now, I just haven't been able to ascertain what their status is right now.
That's NPR's Brian Mann speaking to us from Binghamton, New York. Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you.